opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B plus?
Nice work.
But I always get A's. At my old school, I got so many A's, the teachers didn't even check my work.
Maybe that's why you got so many A's.
We're not just handing out A's around here. I can tell you that right now. You got to earn an A to get an A up here. And I don't know what the end season grade will be for various position players, pitchers, coaches, managers, GMs, front office members of the Chicago Cubs. But I will say this. They're in first place in the National League Central. If the playoffs started today, there'd be some A's handed out because guess what? The goal is to get to the playoffs. You can't win the World Series if you're not in the playoffs. And with that in mind, here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla, it is time to give out some midterm grades. 81 games down, 81 games to go for the Cubs. And now we welcome the men from behind the glass to just throw us a name. And I want to remind the people at home, you can get on this too. Text us. We will read your texts. Call us. We will take your calls. 312-644-6767. Do you think our grades are up to par when we hand them out? Or do you disagree? Let us know. I don't even know if Mark and I are going to agree on some of these. But let's go.
The first player we are going to give a grade to, I would say he's been the best player of the team this year. That'd be Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA.
So for PCA, the man who's on pace to be a 40-40 guy, the man whose outfield defense dazzles just about every game, I'm giving him an A+. And here's why it's an A+. It's an A+ because he's been the best player. And when I say best, I really mean electric player. The plus is for the razzle-dazzle that he puts with his game. Because I could have just said A straight up. But I wanted the plus because if he does what he's done to this point for the rest of the season, he's going to be in the top three in MVP voting in the National League.
Like the little spin move he did when he forgot how many outs there were? Is that part of the fancy that you're talking about?
No, that's not
it. Is that part of the fancy?
Everybody makes mistakes. Craig Counsell explained it. Every year he said he used to forget how many outs there were at least once.
Oh, so he cured you of your PCA anger.
I wasn't angry at PCA. I was like, you better not bench PCA. That was my official stance on PCA.
Yeah, but you were all like, he ruined this game.
He did ruin the game. That's why they lost.
Okay.
In my mind, he was the biggest contributing – actually – second biggest contributing factor to the loss, because starting pitching is still a thing.
Yeah, it's been a problem. But no, I hear you. A+, that's not crazy for. I didn't know we were necessarily doing pluses.
Oh, okay.
So, that's cool. I'm just not ready to give out an A+. I was not emotionally or mentally prepared. I will give PCA an A. I mean, how can you not? Of course, PCA. Get it? PCA has 61 RBIs this year. PCA, in a league that doesn't get a lot of average anymore, is hitting .272. He has an on-base percentage over .300. He is slugging .556 right now. He steals bases. He plays outstanding outfield, like you said. I don't really think I have to go through any more bullet points. That's a straight-A student right there, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Okay. Do the guys behind the glass agree? Or do you have any issues? Just let us know if you have an issue with anything that we're
saying.
We
will chime in with objections if there are any.
Would you guys put the plus on there? That's what I do want to know.
I'm putting a plus on
there.
Okay.
Ray?
I would put a plus, to be honest, because he has, Pete Crow Armstrong has transcended what my expectations, at least. So that's why I put the plus on there.
Do you know how hard it is to be the leading vote getter at outfield in either league?
No, I mean, look, I gave him an A. Okay. Maybe by the end of the segment, I will be prepared to add
the
plus.
I'm sure I could twist your arm, except for you're too far away. I can't quite reach you.
That's why I sit over here, man.
Makes sense.
And?
All right, so we're going to move on to our next player, and forgive the pun, but I'm going to throw a curveball your way here. We just saw the man return to the mound yesterday, Shota Imanaga.
Ooh, this is good. This is good. This is like,
is a good one.
This is like when you get mono, right, and you're out for an extended period of time.
Go on.
And
cook.
Your teachers are sending you all your classwork, and you know, because we have electronic devices now, you can submit your work without having to actually go to school, and you're online learning. And then they're like, you know what? We have a really big test. We need you to come in. It's this group project that you've been working on with your teammates, and we need you to come in for this one. And you're like, that's great, because guess what? Just went back to the doctor. The mono is clear. I think I could do it. And then you go out and you deliver a group project that wows everyone in the class. And that's what Shota Imanaga did yesterday with the help of his teammates. He got the run support, and it could have been just one run, and he would have been good with it. Michael Bush hit a homer. That's all I need. We're getting the dub, and so am I. And that's why I'm 29-9. We are 29-9 as a team when I take the mound. Shota Imanaga, I give him a straight-up A.
Mmm, strong. Wow, man. All right, Shota Imanaga has been great. We know exactly how valuable he is. I watched every inning of that game yesterday as well. Mr. Grody, though,
Boy,
you're drinking more of the Kool-Aid than I am. I thought I was the Cubs Kool-Aid drinker.
They just started off with two A players. What do you want me to do?
On this show, I'm going to go B-plus for Shota Imanaga, and here's why. Here's 10 reasons why. No, the reason he got hurt. He wasn't available for a little while. I do have to take off a little bit of, you know, availability's huge, man. Be around. Be available. So I have to downgrade him just for that reason. It's a B-plus for Shota Imanaga. Objections?
I would say that, you know, him getting mono is out. That'd be bad as well. Sorry. That was an amazing analogy right there.
But Cook, Marshall, Cook.
Yeah. I don't give him an A because, I mean, his hamstring didn't hold up.
Yeah. See, Bob Tree.
It's not his fault, but it's like, you know, he missed a couple assignments.
All right. 708 on the text line. Shota should get an I for incomplete. But had he been here performing all year long like he did yesterday, it would be an A. Also, 630, weirdest analogy ever, Marshall. No, I think motto is one of those things that keeps you out, but you can continue to do your work. He did his rehab work. He just couldn't be a part of the team. And when he came back, it was like he never left.
Have you guys ever had mono?
No.
I don't think I have.
No.
Kissing disease?
I did have a girl who I had kissed have mono, and I got freaked out, but I did not have mono.
It's pretty cool at a certain age to get mono, because that means you're kissing babes.
Yeah, I get chicks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, bro, I got this STD.
Call us, Texas, 312-644-6767 if you have a problem with the A-plus for Pete Armstrong, the A, or the B-plus for Shota Imanaga.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
I got to go, just so you know. I do object slightly to the B.
Plus, Ray.
Plus.
Keep up.
I'm doing A minus because, you know, look, he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. Yes.
Why
he
not
got
an A,
hurt.
Ray? Why not an A?
The A minus because, yeah, he missed significant time.
See?
So I'm going A minus, but I'm still giving that man an A.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are doing Cubs midterm grades here on Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla, 670 The Score. Let us know what you think. Availability is an ability. Actually, the best ability is availability. So 779, you're right. B plus for Shota is fair.
Thank
I just
you.
Refuse to believe that he doesn't deserve an A. He's an A student. He
you
deserves
just,
an A.
You just wanted to leave for the summer. You're like one of those teachers, like, just get me out of
Maybe
here. Here's
I
your
am.
A's. Like
Maybe
whatever.
I am.
You don't care.
What else y'all got?
The next player. He was supposed to be in right field this year, and then Kyle Tucker came in. He's our DH. It is Seiya Suzuki. What grade are you giving Seiya Suzuki?
Seiya Suzuki gets a B plus.
What? A B plus on him?
Seiya Suzuki gets a B plus.
What? You just didn't want to give three straight A's, did
no,
you?
No, that's not it. I think Seiya Suzuki deserves a B plus.
What?
So here's the thing with Seiya. He's having a great year. The best year he's had since coming and being a part of the major leagues. His WAR is at 1.5, which I can now project that out simply because math gets a lot easier when you're talking about half a season. It projects out to be a 3. That would actually be his third lowest WAR, or third lowest WAR in his four seasons with the Cubs.
Okay.
He was a 3.2 WAR in 2023, a 3.5 WAR last year.
Okay.
While he does have a National League leading 67 RBI, and he's already tied his career high 81 games into the season with 21, I will say this, that batting average is a little down. That on-base percentage, career 347, only 313 this year. But the OPS plus, it's 140. If I felt better about him in the outfield, he would get an A. But B plus, it's a strong, it's boarding on an A minus.
Yeah.
It's a strong B plus.
Okay.
But you said what? Like B plus.
No, I think he gets an A. I mean, he just like
straight up?
Straight up. Like all of his home runs have felt big this year. Like I don't have it in front of me, but like multiple home runs with men on base and like just devastating hits. Like situationally, Seiya Suzuki has been so good this year for the Cubs. And this just to see the slug come out and play this year. I've always appreciated how hard Seiya Suzuki hits the ball, but eventually you would prefer that it not just go off the wall, that it go over the wall, and it has done that 21 times this year. You mentioned the 67 RBI so far this year. I still think RBIs are cool. I know like once a year we have to have the debate over RBIs and whether or not that should still be a prominent part of the way we evaluate guys. I still think it's pretty important.
Okay, and the other thing I'll say
is an A
for
Seiya.
He hits the ball really hard, but that's also led to 8 double plays, which is tying his career high already and grounding into double plays with 8 because he hits the ball hard right at people sometimes.
This is like an arbitration hearing. You're tearing this guy apart.
I'm not tearing him down.
Like, you're trying to give him less money,
B-plus is a good grade.
I know, but you just keep adding to the tearing
down. Okay, Lisa Simpson, I know. B-plus isn't what you wanted, but sometimes that's what you get.
The way you're calling it, he's down to a C-plus.
If you're my teacher, that would have been terrifying. Like, I'm telling my mom, like, I swear I learned a lot.
Marshall was a straight-A student, too. So I guess
at a point, I was not a straight-A student for a long time.
Oh, you weren't. Okay, never mind. I gave you too much credit.
I did not apply myself as I believe the term.
It's a waste of a brain. Guys, any comments on that?
Well, I'm going to go with the I agree with the B plus here. I'm going B plus on Seiya because sometimes, obviously, as we have seen, look, there haven't been like horrible plays as in years past with Seiya in the outfield, but it ain't been perfect when he's in the outfield either.
Never is.
Yeah,
I feel like he misses the first step every time.
And I acknowledge it's tough to be out there and you're going in left and you're going in right on some days because you know you're giving guys rest days. But yeah, B plus. But
779 B plus is fair for Seiya as well. Strikeouts are up. He's not contributing in the field anymore. Great is justified. Thank you very much, 779.
I give an A- because after Cody Bellinger was out, I was like, oh boy, like what is Seiya going to do? And Seiya stepped up, and I give him credit for doing so. And he handled going to DH with class, and we see what happened with Rafael Devers. Didn't go very well, so I give bonus points to Seiya Suzuki for that.
Those situations are not very similar because the way they treated Rafael Devers is wild.
I understand, but to have the communication to be egoless and still go out and hit dingers, shout out Seiya Suzuki.
Grody. I'll keep, this is from the 773 Grody, I'll keep the spirit of Bernstein alive. RBI is meaningless. WRC plus is where it's at. Got it? I do like WRC. It is a thing. That doesn't mean that I don't like both of them, but hey man, I've been around a long time. RBIs were always cool and I can't get them to not be cool.
Raheemian Harris continues with more Cubs grades. Mark Grody in for Layla. Let's go.
All right, this is a big one, guys. A big grading here.
Yes.
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker.
King Tuck.
Kyle Tucker gets an A straight up.
Yeah, he gets an A.
Straight
absolutely.
Up.
I think
I don't even think we need to discuss
Come
this.
Come on, man.
He's an A. He's
I don't care. Even when he's slumping, like he's still the guy. He's the coolest cat on that team in terms of his approach at the plate. It's just, he had a bad at bat yesterday now that I think about it. Like,
it's funny.
He was baffled by curveballs, and I think it was his first at bat. But most of the time, he's like the most trustworthy guy at the plate, and that includes BCA.
The great thing about Kyle Tucker, this is how you know how good he is, when he does, like, you know, strike out, you're like, oh, I can't believe Kyle Tucker is out here striking
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
How horrible.
It stood out yesterday.
Even though he's got
yesterday.
More walks than strikeouts.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, he's been everything that he was advertised to be, and sometimes you got to look closely to see it.
It's an easy A for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Easy A.
It's an A as well, I agree. But
no plus, though.
I would.
No
that's. I was just going to tell you why I do not give the plus. Let me not speak ill of the man who came and put has impacted the entire Cubs lineup to where everybody's producing because they feel comfortable because of this guy. But we've talked about this on the show throughout the season. It ain't been perfect in the outfield for Kyle Tucker
that's a
either.
Good point.
There's been some odd moments with Kyle Tucker in the outfield. So it's still an A.
Yeah.
Big impact.
And his spring training. What a joke. He was terrible in spring training.
I can't remember that far back.
No, he really was.
Oh, that's
training.
The
I'm
thing.
Kidding,
people were some people, you know, on social media and otherwise
Can
on the text line were a little concerned.
It was jarring.
About the hitless spring training and look at how meaningless that is.
Well, the two guys that got the most attention were Tucker's really bad spring and the really good spring.
Don't do it.
Tater. Nobody even remember. Does anybody remember Gage Workman?
Gage Tater Workman.
That does
never
feel
be forgotten.
Like that feels
never
like
be
a
forgotten.
Year ago, though,
He'll
doesn't
never
it?
Be forgotten.
Hey, you guys remember when he went to the White Sox?
Don't do that.
And didn't he say something like, I'm on the right side of town now?
Okay, just stop.
And then he got
Okay, this is personal for me.
I know.
So we've had a lot of A-plus players here. We've had a lot of good grades here.
What you
but
got? What
it's
you
time
got?
To, you know, kind of see who's not doing so well in the class.
Tater.
The player here is Dansby Swanson. What grade are you giving Dansby Swanson?
Boy. Well, we kind of talked about this because I think we know where we stand. I am C-plus with Dansby Swanson, and he gets the C-plus because it's fun to watch that man play defense. But the hitting with runners in scoring position has kind of been embarrassing this year for Dansby Swanson, and he has had like two pretty bad slumps so far this year, and the only time that he was really good is when Craig Counsell was slump-busting him by putting him down in the order. So C-plus, folks.
It's not Dansby Swanson's fault that he gets put in the cleanup spot in the five hole on a regular basis.
It's not your fault.
But it is his fault that in 47 games started in the five hole, he's batting .221. In the six games he's batted cleanup, he's batting .083. That's not good. Also, he's had plenty of opportunities. 91 plate appearances with runners in scoring position. He is 11 for 79 Oof. With one double, one triple, and one home run.
Facts.
Not good enough. 28 strikeouts to just 7 walks. I'm giving Dansby Swanson a straight C.
Woof. Woo, there he is. All right.
He gives a C for me as well. What he does with runners in scoring position, I don't care how good his defense is. When he's up to the bat, when he's up at the plate, I do not trust him. That sucks.
Okay, so we don't trust him. We're going to continue with the grades. Yeah, I want some of the players that are not so obvious.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.